The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I was saddened to read that the Lolita Cheese Factory recently sent layoff notices to its employees and has defaulted on its mortgage, thus facing foreclosure. While it is possible the cheese manufacturer could stay open, it seems unlikely in light of the mountain of debt it has accrued. Rising interest rates seem to have been the last straw. Soon after I read about the possible demise of Lolita cheese, I went to my refrigerator and pulled out a chunk of my favorite, their creamy Havarti. Since I only have one or two bites left and they stopped producing cheese in October, it left me wondering if this would be my last taste of one of my favorite Humboldt cheeses. Possibly so. So I'm considering saying goodbye in style by making a grilled cheese sandwich. Now, more seriously, as a result of the foreclosure, it is likely that 12 or so jobs will be lost. Now, that's not like shutting down GM or Tesla, but it still hurts, especially in our economy of small scale where jobs are scarce. It leaves me wondering if newer industries like high-tech tourism and cannabis can really compensate for lack of manufacturing. But reading the Times Standard front page to the right, I noticed another headline. A group of Humboldt County residents will review proposals by firms looking to brand and market the county's burgeoning cannabis industry to the rest of the world. Their task, I quote, "It's getting the word out on what makes Humboldt County cannabis the best," end quote. Their ambition, then, is to make Humboldt the Napa County of the cannabis industry. Now, I have to ask them and you, do we really want to graduate from cheese to cannabis? The jury's still out, but many studies are beginning to reveal that the new pot with higher THC levels puts teen users at risk due to the damage it does to the developing brain. In addition, longitudinal studies have begun to show that marijuana is more likely to prove addictive than once thought. Chronic pot smoking can negatively affect memory, IQ, mental health. One study shows how pot has measurable deleterious effects on the human brain. Look, I'm not saying we're ever going to become the cheese capital of the world. The Swiss and, say, state of Wisconsin have a lock on that. But do we really want to continue to support, encourage, and funnel our resources into pot when increasing numbers of studies implicate marijuana in a number of physical and emotional illnesses? Do we really believe cannabis is the crop of the future when its price has dropped dramatically since legalization just in California? And when it becomes legal federally, the big tobacco industry players, Reynolds, Morris, etc., will be raising pot by the section in the plains and valleys everywhere. This will further drop the price of cannabis. I say cannabis is yesterday's cash crop, not the crop we should be cultivating for the future of Humboldt County. I'd rather have cheese. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.